Hashushan comes from Dan, and there's a reason how he was zeichet to come from Dan, because Dan is Ma'asev L'chal HaMachnas, and we explained to Reb Tzadik that Ma'asev L'chal HaMachnas doesn't just mean he was behind and he just picked up all the belongings that everyone dropped when Klal Yisrael was traveling. It was also he helped out the people that fell out, people that weren't zeichet to be in the Ruchnias, the Anani HaKavod. That's what he was a Makarev. That's what Dan did. Dan was Makarev others. So we're saying that was the Kayach of Shimshon. And Shimshon came from there. And the Azevite, Yaakov Avinu, thought that he's going to be Melech HaMashiach. Because the time of Melech HaMashiach, time of Galus, the Seif Galus, it's going to be that there are going to be people in Klal Yisrael that are going to fall and they're not going to be able to hold on to all the Ruchnias in Klal Yisrael. And therefore, Yaakov felt that Shimshon is the only one that's going to be able to go ahead and be Mekabetz Nitcha Ami Yisrael. So Be'emes is that, just in this week's Pasha, we see also by Avram Avinu. Why is Avram called Avinu and Noach's not called Avinu? Noach's also, everyone comes from Noach. Obviously you come from Noach. Not only that, Shame. Shame had yeshivas. Avram learned, the Zohar writes, Avram learned the yeshiva of Shame. Yaakov we know learned. But even Avram learned the yeshiva of Shame. So why don't we make a mention of Shame? And we just start with Avram Avinu. And the answer is Pashat. Because Avram Avinu is also in this Madrega of being Mekarev. That's what Avram Avinu did his whole life. He was Mekarev as a Nefesh as Asu B'charan. Avram Avinu, so that's what we could call him Avinu, because that's how it's Yachsis to Avram. It's not Stam that he sat and learnt in this corner. Avram Avinu went out and he did outreach. He was Mekarev. So that's really what we say, this week's Pastor Rashi said, that B'chal Chaisman, like Avram, like Yitzchak, like Yaakov, but B'chal Chaisman, with Chaisim, with Avram. What does it mean, B'chal Chaisman? So the Svarim write that that's going to be the Seif of Galus, is going to be with Avram. What does that mean? Because Avram was Mekarev, he made sure that other, not just himself, that he was holding on Madrega of Klal Yisrael. Even the people that aren't holding on such a Madrega, Avram Avinu was Mekarev them, brought them back to Yiddishkeit. So that's why it's called Avram Avinu. So that's the same Musik that we were saying before, that the Seif HaGalus is going to be Kirva. And we said it doesn't have to mean Dafki running around outside and doing Kirva. The Vart is, you be Mekarev yourself, you be Mekarev others, even by you doing what you're doing. You can be sometimes a dogma, sometimes in a shul, you're a dogma of a person. You do some chesed that some people don't do, and like this, you're a dogma of a person. That itself is Kirva, because you're helping others learn to do this Maisim type.
Why don't we have people do
it? Right, so that's what we started a little bit last week, which I didn't want to get so much into, is that today, many times, if it's not in a confined organization or something like that, then you're gonna become fry yourself. That means there's so much out there that they'll help you. They're much better than you. The Yitzhar is so much stronger the other way. Unless you're so strong and you're such a hush of a person, you're gonna fall. You can't just go out into, and this is what we said. If Shach said, you know, Leib Lachem, okay, go into someone's house for a half hour and learn. He didn't just say go put on film and do that. Because the only way to really be Mekarev is only through Torah and anything like that. That's the only way. You can't just go ahead and decide, okay, I'm opening here, I'm Mr. Kirev. It doesn't work like that. You're going to fall quicker than you're going to go ahead and pick that person up. So that's why you have to be very careful. We said last week, you know, be Mekarev yourself, your friends. That's, you know, someone that you're not going to fall. That's where Kirev starts. Yeah, so now we're starting more. We're the parents of Shimshon. The Pasuk says like this. There was a person, one man from Tzira, Mimishpachas Adani, from the Mishpacha of Dan, Ushmoy Manoyach. His name was Manoyach, Veishta Akara, his wife was the Akara, Velo Yolada, she was not able to have any children. The Medrash writes, any time that it says Echad, means a Gadol. Where do you see it? By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says Echad, Hashem Echad. Ein Ba'olam Ki Yotzebar. Avram, it says Echad. Avram, and the Medrash goes to many psukim, and so too over here, you see that it's called Ish Echad. So there was no one like this person. Who's this person? Manoach, Shimshon's father. The Chazal writes, when it says first Shmoy and then it says his name, that means that he was a great person. If it says first one, if it would say Manoach Shmoy, then it wouldn't be he's great, then he's a Rasha. But if it says Shmoy Manoach, that means he was a great person. So, what's the pshat in this? So, Rabbi Dessler, in Michtav Eliyahu, Chelik Beis, over there he explains, he says every person is created with a name. His neshama has a name to it. And that neshama, that name he has to live up to. So when a tzaddik is mamale his tafkid, and he lives up to his name, which his name was before he was created, before he was born, he has a name. This neshama has a name. So what does that mean? That means that Chaim HaKadosh writes in Pashas in Dvarim, Lamed Aleph, he says, Hashemesh Yesh Yisrael, Hashemesh HaNeshamas. The names that Klal Yisrael have are the names of the neshamas. So when a father goes ahead and calls a name to a child, it's not stam. It's like, you know, the Pasuk in Bereishis says, V'chadosh Yikulay Adam Nefesh Chayi Hu Shemoy. So the Chayfetz Hashem in Berachos, Taf Yud Gimel Lamed Aleph says, Kol Hashemesh Shekoyah Na'ovitz of Neim Eim Hashemesh Yikim Shekoyah Hashem L'neshama Ba'olam Ha'elyon. All names that were named to a child are the same name that the Rebbeinu Shem called that neshama. V'Hashem Neisim B'leiva Adam Likes Hashem Ahu L'banav K'shem Shekoyah Hashem Neshama. The Rebbeinu Shem gives you Koyach to match up to that name that he gave to the neshama. You know, you say the psukim, what? Can you tell it to your mother-in-law? What does your mother-in-law do with this? Okay, we'll get to a little bit more names. 1 second. It's like this. In Shemayin Esra, we know that you're supposed to say the name of a pasuk before. In Shemayin Esra, you're supposed to say the name of a pasuk before the end of Shemayin Esra. If you don't notice, look up your name. You're supposed to say the name of a pasuk before the end of Shemayin Esra. What's the reason for that? So it's not a stam a joke. The Shlo writes, he brings from the Sefer HaKavanis. Who's the Sefer HaKavanis? We all know, the Magen Avraham always quotes the Sefer HaKavanis. Arizal. So he says, Ben Yechibet HaKever, Rishayim forget their names, and Malachim go ahead and give them Makas Retzach. U'mishayim b'chal yoyim pasuk ha-maschal ha-messayim ba'isi yishamayim, if you say the pasuk that you're supposed to say, V'yosha Tevis, the Sefer Tevis, Skuli yishalai yishkach shamayim, it's a skuli you shouldn't forget your name. Now, if you remember your name, you don't remember your name. What's the difference? So, the Sfas Emes writes in Parashat Vayishlach, he says, first of all, the Zohar writes that in Rus, Chayv Gehenim Ledichim Shmayim, people that are Chayv Gehenim are not going to remember their names. And the Sfas Emes explains, he says, the shame is the tachlis of what you were created in the world. You forget your name of your neshama, so they go ahead and you have no connection to your neshama anymore. So the neshama doesn't have a body to be in. So they knock the neshama out and they rip apart the neshama. So like by saying your name, by saying the pasuk at the end of Shemana Esra, you can remember your name. Because it's an easy thing. I'm sure you do it by now. If you don't, look it up quickly and start saying that pasuk before the end of Shemana Esra. That's how you can remember your name. So now, the Michta Meliyahu writes...
So you'd say it 3 times a day, every day, in order to have to remember?
Yeah, 3 times a day. But it's not that...
If you forget once, then you...
No, don't worry. You get used to it. You probably don't even know your pasuk. I'm sure you say it. Most people, I think, say it. Right? For my second name, actually, I couldn't find anything to say. I didn't, you know, the Siddurim have for every name. But Bunim, I couldn't find anything. So once I made up a pasuk, you just need the beginning of the word to the end of the word. That's the whole thing. But Akapanim, so now we went ahead and we're saying, now that's what Tzaddikim, by Yeshayim, it's Faket, by Yeshayim. The reason why the name is said afterwards is because they go ahead and they don't use up they're not using up the name, the namesake. It means they're supposed to have the tafkid of the neshama and they're not using it up. So now, what? It doesn't mean more. They have more to live up to, maybe. So now like this. So now, what does it mean? So the Michtam Yal explains. So what does it mean? So why, if you, it says Ushmoy Manayach is greater because he lived up to his name. Moshmoy, he lived up to his name. Manoyach lived up to his name. That means he filled up his tafkid. When he came down to this world, they had a certain tafkid, and he filled his tafkid. You know, you say Vayikra, but when the Mayel, whoever's announcing the name, or whoever's not the Mayel, normally it's the person that's announcing the name, Vayikra Shmoy be Yisrael. That means first we say Vayikra Shmoy be Yisrael. He should fill his name that the Rebbeinu Shlom is giving him. That we're giving him, he should fill up his capacity, his name, he should use up all his kaifas. So now, that's why Ushmay Manoyach means, that's what Michlamiyal explains, but that's why when you're saying first Ushmay, you fill it up your name. That's why we understand that when a parent gives a child a name, it's Ruach HaKodesh. It's not Stam Gemach Tanaman. There's Ruach HaKodesh to it. And that moment is Ruach HaKodesh because he's automatically being mitzarif the name of the body to the neshama that the body is given into. Yeah. So we just explained that Menoach was a great tzaddik. It says Echad by his name. It says Shmoy Menoach is a great tzaddik. The problem is the Gemara even says Menoach Hamaoratzaya. Shenema Vayokom Vayelach Menoach Acha Ishta. He went behind his wife. What does that mean? That means a person knows that you're not allowed to walk behind the lady. Never. So if you're not allowed to walk behind the lady, Menoach went Achayre Ishta behind his wife. So the Gemara even says the Gemara Bracha says this that Menoach was Hamaoratz. We just have a steer what we just said. Menoach Samaratz, Menoach Tamat Chacham. Not Tamat Chacham, he's a great tzaddik. He was the greatest tzaddik, he filled up his tafkid. So how does this stem? Zokti Kliyaka, Mayat Gedeheret, it's kedai for everyone to know this. Kliyaka is not a chumish, Kliyaka, there's a sefer Kliyaka on Nach. And he says, what? What did he say? We're not talking about a tzaddik, we're talking about from the greatest person in the generation. The greatest person generation. The answer is, like you're saying, Zakti Kliyaka, Hayashalim Bimidaisav. He was Shalim Bimidaisav, Ein Kamayu Betzir. Ulikach Zakal Ben Mashiach Yisrael. Therefore, he was Zeicha to such a great child like Shimshin. Why? Because he was a Muslim Bimidaisav. So, you know, a guy was Amaoret Dairais Rabbanon. He didn't know Pasuk and Chumash. Right? The Gemara says, Vatokam Rivka Ben Ayasev, Vatikavna Al Gmalim, Vatelachna Achreya Ish, the Gemara says. Not supposed to walk behind a lady, he's supposed to walk in front of a lady. He didn't know a pasuk in Chumash. And still he was the greatest person of a generation. How could that be? Zakti Kliyaka, because he was a Muslim of Midas. You think it's Tam Azaita Gazach, Midas, big deal. We don't realize what Midas means. You could be the greatest person in a generation just by being Muslim of Midas. It's a murder Kliyaka.
Where does Midas come from?
How could you achieve it without Torah?
Right, so that's Pasha that you're saying. Midas doesn't just mean ethical. What we think Midas is, that's not what Midas means. We know that in Chil Hashem, and there's many, many times that Midas sometimes can be a steward in, what, you know, you beep to someone and they're guy, and oh, you're not about Midas, that doesn't mean anything. You know, if they're wrong, whatever, I'm just saying, it doesn't mean that Midas doesn't have to mean, Avada he sat and learned, he just wasn't, he tried, you know, he wasn't, this halacha he didn't know. So the Gemara is calling him Amaoraz, that means klapi this halacha he didn't know everything. But Avada Midas comes from learning. It doesn't just stam to think what you think Midas are. It's not just, it's partial like that. There's nothing to talk about. It's just, but we're saying that he wasn't the greatest Talmud Chacham, and still he was the greatest person of a generation. And you see that throughout the generations, you see that there are people that aren't, again, we're not too, over here, Avada, he was a Talmud Chacham, he said and learned all day. But the Musik was, he wasn't, you see that even by Gedolei Hadar, Lav Dafka, they were the greatest in Lumdas and whatever, the greatest Talmid Chacham generation, still there with the Manik Adar, right? I don't want to go into examples, but you see such misogam. The pshat is that you could be that if you're using up your tachlis, like we were saying before, he used up his tachlis, that means he went everything that the neshama entailed, he was. So sometimes you have that the musik is that this person, he's the greatest, since he used up his tachlis, that's the greatest thing that a person could do in the world. Yeah. So we're saying that this person was from Tzira, Mitzira, right? We're saying he lived in Tzira. Ish Echad Mitzira. What's this Lashon Mitzira? So the Sefer Divrei Tovah explains that it's coming to explain that the preachers of Menoach, Chavis Avavis writes that Bnei Anavim, he nichoras as askers b'yishav ha'olam as people b'nyanei aguf, they didn't take care of themselves, and they went out to Golus. That they should be davuk just in their Bainu Shalom, you know, with the Baal Shem, you know, with the guy, and they left and they went out to Galus. The Medrash writes, why is he called Menoach? He was zeicha to davuk, to talk with a malach, va nevuah nikr menucha. Nevuah is called menucha. So how was he zeicha? He was zeicha obviously with preach or something. So he was from Tzir, which means he left Tzir. He was born in Tzir, mit Tzir, it doesn't say bit Tzir. He was born in Tzir, but he went and left and he was naik preachers. And that's why he was zeicher to a son like Shimshin.
What kind of precious is it if you're walking behind a woman? Something that's so simple.
If what?
Something so simple you shouldn't be doing, but walking behind a woman.
No, that's something later.
Yeah, but what kind of precious
is it? So we're saying again.
He speaks of the person's character, no?
No, obviously there's many truths in why he was walking. We'll get there when the Pasuk says it. I'm saying it wasn't stam. I mean, this whole walking behind a woman is a very, very shver halacha, which I'm not going into because we're not. It's not a halacha share, but it's a very difficult. What does it mean? You're walking down the streets, you see a lady, you have to run. You have to run ahead, and then you see another one. You're running the whole day. I had a guy once ask me that he walks around the lake or something. I think it was Manus, whatever. He's walking around. He said he's never at calm with at peace with himself, right? So what does this mean? What does it mean he's walking behind the woman? How are you supposed to walk down the street? So it's the kickers that have the brownie. Kick money, exactly. Yes. Yeah. So now, so we're coming to explain now where Shimshon comes from. And Shimshon comes from this person that's Ish Echad Mitzira, and the Kliyakar explains, he brings from a Medrash, that he himself comes from Dan, but his mother came from Shevet Yehuda. See, he was Miyuchad. And then they didn't intermarry. Dan was Dan, Yehuda was Yehuda. He intermarried because the two Shvatim that are called Ari are Dan and Yehuda. So we're not realizing what Shimshon was. Shimshon was Echad Mishifte Yisrael. He was compared to Yehuda. Malchus Yehuda. Again, the Medrash brings down, we said last week, that they thought, Yaakov Avinu thought Shimshon is going to be Mashiach. He was from the greatest people around. How was they zeicha to bring out Shimshon? That was because he came mechelik from Dan, and he came mechelik from Yehuda. Now, his wife is Eishes Menayach. Why don't we say her name? V'ishtai. Shmai Menayach v'ishtai akar. What, are we embarrassed to say her name? Why don't we say her name? What was her name? Okay, you're too big. So the Gemara of Abbasah is a very interesting Gemara. We didn't get to it. Tzadik Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, what's names of people? Rav Chanan Bar Rava Amar Rav, Imei Da Avram. What's Avram's mother's name? You put that on the chapter? You put that on the tell? Wow, how do you know that? You wanted to name your daughter that? Okay, Amasla Bas Carnival. Imei Da Haman. Wow, okay, he's doing good. Amasa bas Ravisa. Okay, Ime de David. Nitzvis bas Adoel. Shema. Ime de Shimshon. What's the name of Shimshon? Tzilulfunis. Va'achsei, who's Shimshon's sister? Neshayim. Lemainav Kamino, what would Gemara ask? Who cares what these names are? Lechuvas Aminim to answer that Apikarsim. Now, what does this mean, Chuvas Aminim? So, to understand Avram's, the Rishbam explains, to understand Avram's mother's name is a good reason because it says in the Pasuk, we know Yitzhak's mother's name and Yaakov's mother's name. What's Avram's mother's name? Okay, well, I'm going to tell it to you. You need to know Avram's mother's name. David, or the Malachim, you have to know her name. Emet the Shimshon, because the Pasuk talks about her a lot, so we want to say what her name was. Sister of Shimshon, Agav Gar, once we're talking about the mother, we'll tell you his sister's name also. Chuvas Aminim, so the Gemara says, what's the reason? Chuvas Aminim. Why? Sheshayalana Yosef Be'elu Minashim Acheris. V'ana Mashivim Lehem Shemaslana Avim Ba'alpeh. They ask us, what's the name? So we have to know what to tell them. Apikarsim, we can ask you, what's the name? So you better Apikarsim stop you on the street. Hey, what was Shimshon's mother's name? What was his sister's name? What's the punch of Shat in the Gemara? So, the Mashal says that it's Mashma that Bechlal is bothered a little bit, like, what's going on here? We don't know once in the pasuk that says Shimshon had a sister. Like, why are we even looking to mention Shimshon's sister's name? So, Yaakov Kamenetsky says this in Emes Yaakov in this week's Pasha, Pasha Lech Lecha, but I think, I'm not sure exactly what he's saying. I think the pshat is as follows. And also, why do we have to know Haman's mother's name? I mean, that's like stam out of whack. Who's going to ask you Haman? A pekai is going to ask you Haman's mother's name? I think the pshat is like this. Many times you think that this person, impossible to come out, it came straight from a malach. It can't be that such a person came down to this bria. Sometimes you see someone came down, it's impossible. You know, hit the yamach shemay v'zichre. Impossible he had a normal mother. It's not shaykh. Such a rush of merusha, it's impossible. Haman is the same thing, right? Haman Amalek, it's impossible to have such a thing. The Gemara is telling you that the same mother could have an ish sandik admoid, and the same mother can have an ish rasha merusha ad ma'id. It all depends on what the parents give to the children. It's a nushi. It's a normal thing. And a person can be literally a malach, make his guf into completely into a child like Shimshon, into a child like Avram. And then a person can go ahead and have just the opposite. So then you're coming to say, and you think Shimshon was created in a world that doesn't. He had a sister. He was a normal person. You have to say that. You have to be careful when you say that. I'm saying normal klape. He was born in a normal home and a normal thing. And from that still, it Shimshon was able to come out of. That's what the Gemara is being...
It's not Agav, we mentioned the mother, we mentioned the sister.
Right, that's what I'm saying, Nupcha. Right, we're coming to say that...
The Gemara says Agav, no?
No, the Gemara says... Oh, Rishbam said it. The Gemara says, what's the sister's name there? I'm telling you, Nupcha, the Nupcha is that over here we're coming to say that this child wasn't... You think that sometimes, you know, ah, oh, this is not Nagei, I can't ever get to this. It's not true. Chaim Kievsky was born to this type, yeah, he was born... And the Shver was a Biyasha, but still, he's a Minanushi. What he grew himself, that's not, now he's a Malach, but he's Batsim a Minanushi. So that's why every parent can have such a thing. You don't have to be this Miyuchadiga Slifafinus. Now, what happens with Slifafinus? Does anyone know? There's a Meridiga Maisa. Last night I was doing research in it, and basically every Rebbe takes credit for this Maisa. I'll name it the first place I saw it, but. Afterwards, I kept on seeing it by everyone. So I'll tell you where the first place I saw was Ramei Yechiel from Ostrovs. Ostrovs. Who's he a Talmud of? Ramei Ein Echachamim. We didn't go there? No, the Stravtsa? His yard size today? Who's big yard size today? Today is... What's it, Finkel? Rachel? No, but there's a big rabbi.
Why do you say that?
So the kids, that's the kid. That's where I have food, no? Don't she eat? Yeah, Bekitza. So one of his Talmidim suffered from every child. Every child was dying. Didn't make it to life. So he went to the Ostrovtsa, and the Ostrovtsa said, next child you have, name it out of someone in the Pasha. So this person went, and the wife had a baby, Pasha Nasa. They're looking to the Pasha, and they didn't have anyone to name it to. Bekitza. So he went to his local rabbi, because this officer was nifta already. He went to his rabbi in the town over there, and he said, go to the Haftarah. Goes to the Haftarah. What do we learn in Pasha Nasa? This Manoyach. Well, we're not going to name Manoyach, we're not a man. Right? So this Pasha. So you can name it after his wife. Okay, it's Lefa Finis. Right? And that's what he did. And she lived. And he had no choice, you know, this is what he did. And the Maaseh, she was good to live. So where does this come from? So if you look in the Gemara of Baba Basra, the Gemara of Baba Basra over there, in this Gemara, the Mashal says that this name is Shem Tov Umayil Neharuach Ra. It helps you from Ruach Ra, from bad mazalas and bad shedim and all that. So therefore, Shem Zehu Tov Neharuach Ra, the Mashal writes this on his own, doesn't explain where he got it from. So this name... And many, many people named this name. There was a maisa with someone under the chuppah. And for some reason, they got all worried over there. And right then, they added the name. It wasn't in the ksubas, they were lucky. It was already after the ksubas. They added the name. And she was gezunt. She found out a few days before that she had an amachla. She was extremely sick. And they added the name. There's a maisa recently I saw. They added the name, and she was fine, like nothing. So this name is a good name to keep in your packet. That just in case, huh? No, why is this? What's the name? Slifafonis. Slifafonis. Is that your shvigah's name?
I would love
to add it. Yeah, yeah. So that's in Mayadiga Skula that Lamaisa, so the Asim Chaim Kanievsky, obviously, I saw this in a few places also, in different Makutim, that if this name is Makubal, so Lamaisa, I haven't heard anyone name this name. But it could be someone has this as a second name, I don't know. But they asked him, he says 100%, he says in Shalayim there was a lady that he says she didn't have any children or something. He said they named this name, he knows the lady, and she lived over 100. This name works. So you don't have to go to get that bracelet from the Pshayla over there, right? We had that. This name works. So the Chaim Kievsky said this. There's a Yitzchak David Alta from the Gera Mishpacha, the son of the Pnei Menachem, so he says the finest is the Gematria Shimshin. So that's why it works. Okay, whatever the school of this. So you give Shimshin, Shimshin's also a school. I have no idea. But Akaponim, this is where it comes from, that this name works. It's Stam. We're telling you today that names aren't Stam a joke. When you're naming someone, it's not Stam that, you know, you have to realize that there's Ruach HaKodesh right then and there, and that name is a fulfillment of his neshama, whichever the Rebbe Hashem gave that name right to the neshama, and you're going ahead and filling that name. So that's Ruach HaKadosh. So let's just finish the pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'ishtei akara v'lo yalada." She was this Menayach's wife, whose name was Slofafinus. Actually, the Yavet says that her name wasn't Slofafinus, Slofafini. So if you can name the name, go ahead and, yeah. Okay, but anyways.
How do people add names?
People add names.
But what? If there's no question, if born, so that's his name, so he has
okay, that's a little bit, because there's a way to, maybe there's something more that you didn't do right away and you're going to go ahead and add the name. I know someone that took away two of his names. He had four names and he was embarrassed always to call himself by the first two names. He took it away. Rishacha Mosik is already 30 years old. He took away his first two names. Every time he got Ali, he had, it's not Akiv, I'm saying, but like upon him, Rishacha Mosik that I wouldn't advise it. Yeah. So Akapanim, it says V'ishte Akara V'lo Yolada. What's this double lashon? She was Akara and she didn't have children. Well, obviously Akara doesn't have children. So Radaka Fanot says that it's coming to tell you Taisefes Bir. It's coming to explain stronger that she wasn't shayach to have children. She was Akara completely. She wasn't shayach to have children. We know all the Imayis. What's the chapter? The Benish Tam wanted they should daven. And the whole tefillah, the children should come from tefillah. So that's where it comes from. That when you, that we know Sari Mani was an islandess. I means it wasn't Shaykh, Ein La Beis Vlad. She didn't have a mother's womb, Bechlal. And still she had a child. You see what tefillah does. But the Malbim explains, and Chaim Kanevsky also goes with this in Time of the Krah. He goes that the pshat is that it's coming to tell you that not Stam that she didn't have children. She wasn't just Stam, you know, she wasn't just Stam, Yesh Nashim Shayyadis Tefillah. There are people that have children, and then for many years they don't have children. They don't know why, what, when, where, but for many years they don't have children. She was someone that never had a child. So it's hafla otzma'i that the Ibn Hashem gave her this nest, and not stam she had a child. She had a child like Shimshin. Chaim Kievsky says, Yitochen shetel dapines. But the akaris never got away from her. I mean, she was still akara, and she still had a child in the stomach of akara. Oh, right. That's what Chaim Kievsky says, that's what it did to her. She Etzim was a complete Akar, and that's what the Gemara is saying, that she had a sister to show that she, all of a sudden she became back to normal. Yeah.
It says that his sister was from that mother.
Yeah. That's obviously what the Gemara is coming to say. It wasn't Stam that the sister was from that mother. There's Raya's from the Psukim. There's a Shaila that Shimshim was first. Well, Akapanim. But there's Raya's from the Psukim that the sister was from this mother, and that's what the Pasuk is coming to tell you. And we'll stop here. Mitchum, next week we'll continue on with more.